What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on Master Topic. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing amazing. And yeah, it's going to be a very interesting show. You know how we do it right here on Master Topic. I really do hope that you have been, you know, safe and yeah, everything has been going your way. And today's show topic, as you saw, is called Different Types of Deaths. Yes, different types of deaths. So yeah, today we're going to be looking at different types of death and like, yeah, I wouldn't say causes, but yeah, how do people actually die out there? You know, like what are the different types of deaths, you know, that a person can die, and let me put it this way. How would you love to die, you know, like that time when you actually reach the end of your life? What type of death would you actually prefer? You know, how would you prefer dying as compared to, you know, how other people die and all those stuff? That is actually the major question. So yeah, what are the different types of deaths that are out there? So we're gonna be taking a look at what they are, because I got a list of types of deaths and everything, you know, even categories that they fall under and all the stuff. And yeah, myself, I'm curious to find out, when you reach the end of your life, what type of death would you love to experience? You know, because yeah, it's really interesting. I know for some people it's scary, but at the end of the day, look, that's the one fate that everyone has. You know, the rich, the poor, they all have the same fate, and that fate is death. No matter how fast, how far, high, deep, low, whatever you want to, you know, classify, put a label on and all the stuff, no matter yeah who you are, at the end of the day, we all have that same fate, and that same fate is death. So death is the same fate that we actually share, except we die at different ages, you know, different types of death. Yeah, like you look at those different types of things. But at the end of the day, like I said, we all gonna die one day. So before I even get into all of that, you know, look at the awesome, amazing things, you know. I know for some people it's awesome. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. You know, for some people, death is amazing. It's an awesome topic. It's your, yeah, interesting. But yeah, for me, I'm not saying it's awesome to die. What I would say is life after death. I mean, yeah, eternity, looking at eternity, where you spend your eternity, the question mark, you know, whatever that feels, that question mark is very, very important. That's what I would say. But before we even get into all of those things, here's an awesome, amazing track. Make sure you're dancing.
Nothing excites us like Jesus, 'cause in his presence there's freedom. All of our sin is forgiven, so we give to him the highest praise.
Yeah. that's hurting. Here comes the sound of rejoicing. Our happiness he's restoring. So we give to him the highest praise.
This is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
I know you enjoyed that. Yes, that was amazing. That was awesome. That was on another level. Yes, and I do hope you were dancing, moving, doing the most. Yes. I really do hope you are doing that. Now, the one question that, you know, some people would say is, what are the categories of death? Mm-hmm. And to answer that, there are actually four categories of death. Yes, there are actually four categories of death. First one being your natural death. Yes, and for those who are like natural death, if you don't know what's a natural death, like death, almost said dealt. Ooh. Hey, if you don't know what's a natural death, a natural death is typically the end result of a disease or an internal malfunction due to old age. Yeah, you know, your old age situation. And this is basically your natural death. Yes, and it normally happens, you know, in your elderly people, you know, your people who old, because, you know, different elderly people also have different illnesses and, you know, conditions and stuff like that. So they actually have natural death causes which takes their life, you know. So yeah, with them you get things like, you know, heart attacks, yeah, sudden heart failure, you know, things like that. So that's what they experience, and that is your one category of death. So you get those who experience natural death, you know, so the natural death causes and everything. So yeah, heart attacks, heart failures, or any other part, you know, of the body failing, you know, illnesses, things like that. So your natural causes. And then you have the second category, which is a homicide. Yes, your homicides. Now, if you don't know what is a homicide, it's actually when a person kills another person. Yeah, that is. No, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm just saying, yeah, you know, it's actually that simple. You know, for some people, they make it seem like rocket science and everything. But yeah, it's when a person kills another person. So that's actually a homicide. And this is the type of death which often, you know, requires violence, you know, and you get things like, yeah, recklessness, accidental activities. For some people, it's an accidental activity where someone shot another person by accident or stabbed them by, you know, accident and all those stuff. But you also get the other side, which is your manslaughter, your murders, you know, and, you know, justifiable homicides. There's all those different things. And yeah, you know, even killing in wars, you know, when there's a war breaks out and then there's death that takes place and killing and all the stuff. So there's also that. And then you also get your third category, which is your suicide death. Yes, your suicide death. Now, if you don't know what suicide is, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, you get your suicide, people who actually take their own lives through firearms, ropes, putting a rope around their neck, you know, things like that. Jumping off a cliff, riding off a cliff, all those different things. But they causing their own death. They taking their own life away. So you get those guys. And then you get the fourth one, which is obviously your accidental death. Yes. Your accidental death. Now, the other one that I spoke about in the homicide, that's an accidental death with an exclamation mark. But the person took the other person's life. Now you also get your accidental death, which is really an accident. It's an accident, you know, and all the stuff. But there's also the other side, which is your like car accidents and all those things, you know, which is obviously, yeah, caused by traffic, you know, collisions and, you know, falling or sleeping or anything, you know, without an intention, if I can put it that way. So you get those ones as well, where that happens. So yeah, you get those things as well, which is really, really awesome. But before I even close off and tell you how myself I would love to die, here is an awesome, amazing jam. I look to the stars in the night sky, and I realize, no matter how dark, you're still burning bright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. There's something amazing about you. Ooh. I look to the stars and I realize your love is infinity. A thousand times I fall, but you'll always come back for me. You are never letting go, 'cause your love is infinity.
fast music is. Hot music.
It is what it is. I know you enjoyed that, and that was really, really amazing. And for myself, Fearless Eagle, the one way I would love to die would be your, obviously, your first group, yes, which is your natural death. That is the type of death that I want. I want to get a natural death. And it's the type of death where... Okay, so this is the type of death that I have in mind, where I go to sleep, but I never wake up. That way I won't feel any pain. I will not have any unnecessary pain that's gonna, you know, that I go through in the process of dying. I actually don't wanna feel the pain. But something that's really awesome is if you living in your purpose, when you die, you actually don't feel the pain. Why? Because God takes it away. So all your troubles, all your fears and all those things that you have in your mind and everything, if you want to get rid of them, yeah, just get to God, live your purpose, and yeah, it's gonna be more easier, more simpler, and yeah, your life is gonna be really amazing. Nothing to worry about, let me just put it that way. Why? Because you're in your purpose, and God's gonna make sure that you, yeah, you're better off. And if your purpose is complete, you're literally gonna have a natural death. Unless something happens, but even when something happens, you still won't experience the pain of dying. Why? Because God is there and the Holy Spirit is going to make it better. So, from myself, Fearless Eagle, I am going to love you and leave you. And I really do hope you enjoy this. And if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Yes, make sure you sleep. And do share the show, spread the words out there. And yeah, you can save a lot of lives. Peace out and God bless.
Join the Active FM show and will then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Chalo, chalo, chalo. Satan and Judah. Kawela fatse one cook on the free thing, said he like I like you. It's not about what I'm earning. You deliver life without purpose. You made me realize I'm not worthless. Friend, I walk a one cook. I remember Satan and Judah. Kawela fatse one cook on the free thing, said he like I like you. 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 On the free thing, said he like I like you.
To the King of all kings, the Alpha and Omega, the one that said, when you're full of tears, pray and life will be better. I'm thankful, Father, for the life that you've given me. Though life itself has inflicted so much pain on my soul, when my parents left me behind, I will still not question your doings, Father. For you've taken care of me, you've loved me, and you've protected me. And when Father said, let there be talent in the world, so it's as fine as then in that I found my brothers.
Jalo, 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 jalo.